Hi, this is Randy, and you're listening to The Beauty Brains, episode 96. Welcome, everyone. On today's program, you're going to learn what it really means to have vitamins in your body wash. But before we get to all that, let's introduce ourselves. I'm scientist and author Randy Schuler, and with me is my partner in cosmetic chemistry, Perry Romanowski.
Hey, Randy. Hi, hey. Everybody.
Hey, Perry.
It's great to be on the show again. I've missed it. It feels like we haven't recorded in forever.
Well, we're here every week, you know, day in and day, or week in and week out, I guess I should say.
Yeah. Hey, Randy, I was perusing my little Facebook feed, and I noticed that some of our former coworkers were telling me that the old building is getting sold.
Oh, I did see something about that.
Yeah, we used to work at Alberto Culver out there in Melrose Park, Illinois, and when Unilever came in and bought everything out and moved it away, that building has sat empty, but they were having an auction for like all the equipment and stuff there. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? Should we go there, get some of that equipment, and start our own line of beauty products?
Well, I really just wanted to get the ping pong table that you and I used to play on there. That would be good.
Yeah, I remember those days, man. And fitness center was a big draw for that place.
And then after they tear the building down, I'm going to collect some of the bricks and sell them on eBay.
Excellent. Ah, boy. Yeah, that's just like they do that at like baseball stadiums too, right?
You can buy a chair or a brick from the stadium or same. It's a collector's item.
All right. I think you'll make millions.
Thank you.
All right, I'm excited about the show today.
All right, well, you're going to be extra excited because we're going to play a game of improbable products.
Oh, yeah, I love that show.
You love that show. Well, I don't know what you're listening to, but...
Yeah, I love that bit. I love it. That's right. Well, you know what? I'm too distracted. I need to go get Chance, get a little help on here.
All right. Well, Chance is either a deck of cards or a pair of dice, I guess, depending on what Perry's using on any given day. But so he can see if his capacity to play this game is better than just random luck. That's the idea with Chance.
Which so far I'm losing the chance.
Indeed you are. So just for our listeners, let me quickly recap this. I find some interesting beauty products. Then I make up one that's a little more oddball, and Perry has to guess which is the fake product. So are you ready, Mr. Romanowski?
I am ready, and so is Chance.
All right, here we go. Product number one, a device similar to the Keurig coffee maker that makes instant skin treatments. Number two, a sunscreen for dogs with thinning hair. And number three, a perfume made with vegetables like kale and pea pods. So which of those is the fake product? They all seem improbable, but two of them are real.
Fragrance made with vegetables? That doesn't seem so improbable to me. It seems reasonable. A dog thinning sunscreen.
Well, the sunscreen doesn't actually make the dog thinner.
That one seemed a little out there. And then the Keurig coffee maker. Boy, I'm just trying to get into the brain of a Randy Schuler and to see where you're coming. So you got your morning Keurig thing. It's like, I got to come up with something. Or you're petting your little dog and you're like, hey. Oh, boy. All right. Well, I'm going to say that I don't really see that Keurig coffee maker as your instant skincare. So to me, that's the fake.
Okay.
Now, let's see what Chance has to say. What do you think, Chance?
He's shuffling three cards, going to pick one of them.
And Chance seems to think it's the dog sunscreen. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see how you guys did. So you agree that the perfume made with kale and pea pods is true, and that indeed is true. It's from a fragrance supplier called Seven Scent, and they've developed actually three vegetable-inspired fragrance concepts. And this first one features kale, pea pods, green olives, and fruity melon. So I wouldn't even put those things together in a salad to eat. I certainly wouldn't want to put them together to smell on my body, but that's what they've done. It's true. So the second one then, Chance seems to think that the sunscreen for dogs is fake, and that's actually true.
Oh.
And That means you win. You win today's game. So
yes,
calm down. Let me tell the stories here. So yeah, this is it's a product called Kula sunscreen for dogs and horses. Apparently, this vet, I guess, it says that skin cancer and other sun-caused skin diseases are quite common in pets, especially for ones that have thinning hair. So it is important to apply sunscreen to your dog. According to at least this one veterinarian. So I don't know if that's the consensus of vets worldwide, but that's what this guy says. Yeah.
I don't know. I think is he selling something?
I'm not clear if he was just supporting the product or if it's his product. I don't know, but yeah, he says it's the real deal.
I think something smells fishy here.
So that means you're suspicious if you listen to last week's show. So, yeah, that means that the Keurig device to make skincare products is fake, but I based this on a real product. Perry's doing a little victory dance. Based on a real product that doesn't make skincare products, but it makes cocktails. It's called the Bartesian. So, yeah, it's the same idea, right? You get these little, the Keurig thing uses these little cartridges, right?
Little pods.
Yeah, so the pod has, like, pina colada flavored stuff or something in it, and instead of adding water, I guess you add the alcohol and you close the thing up and boom, it makes you a cocktail. So I thought that would be cool if it could make skin products, but you saw right through that subterfuge. Mr. Romanowski.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just happy to
don't make that noise again.
Oh. I thought those interesting noises was one of the things that people said in our iTunes reviews that they loved.
I don't recall that. But, we do need more iTunes reviews. So if somebody wants to say that, I'll accept it.
Yeah. Actually, weren't we just looking at iTunes and we got like 100 ratings?
We're up to 100. I was very, we cracked the triple digit mark. So we really appreciate that. Let's keep it going. Keep the momentum rolling. So if you guys can go and leave us a little review on iTunes, we'll give you a shout out on the show and read your name.
Exactly. And even if you don't, we're still going to finish this show and tell you all about vitamins in your products, right?
All right. Well, let's get on with it. I'll kick this thing off. This is the segment of the show where we dissect the claims of popular personal care products. So we try and help you understand what the claims really mean, how the company might go about proving those claims are really true, and then whether or not the claims are important enough to persuade you to buy the product. So today we're talking about a product that I spotted on the shelves of my local Walgreens. It's Dial's Moisturizing Body Wash with Vitamin Complex Amazing B. Now, when I saw this, I even tweeted a picture of the label with the slightly snarky caption, "It's not just vitamin B, it's Amazing B. Nice job, Dial." So we'll talk about what amazing means in this context, but I think more importantly, we're going to explain what it means to have vitamins in your body wash.
Yeah.
So, as usual, we start the discussion with a review of the exact claims the company makes, because, it's so easy for companies to use carefully crafted claims to imply that the product does something, without directly saying it. And that's one way they can trick you into buying something, that's not really worth the money. So, Perry, why don't you take us through the claims for this Dial product?
All right, Randy. Remember that the name of the product itself can be a claim, and in this case, it's Vitamin Boost Amazing B Lotion Infused Body Wash, right? Mm-hmm. So already we see a claim that has something to do with the vitamins and boosting. We also see that something about the product is allegedly amazing and that the product is lotion infused.
All right.
Next, keeping going down the label asks, quotes, "Want healthy, soft skin?" And presuming your answer is yes, it instructs you to give it a vitamin boost every time you shower. Additionally, we're told that, quotes, "This lotion-infused formula has a moisturizing vitamin complex that actually helps draw moisture directly to your skin." They also tell you that you should use this product, quotes, "so it," which is your skin, "can look as healthy as you feel." And then they reiterate that the product is made with Vitamin Complex Amazing B. There's also some duplicate language here, so let's be concise and go down to all their core claims. So they're saying their product is, first, it's a lotion-infused body wash.
Okay.
Then it says that it has a moisturizing vitamin complex that actually helps draw moisture directly to your skin.
Check.
It gives skin a vitamin boost.
All right.
It contains some crazy product called Amazing B. And it makes your skin look healthy and soft. So let's talk about all of these claims.
All right. So let's start with the idea of this body wash being lotion infused. So the most direct way to satisfy that claim, you know, and by the way, this is our interpretation of how companies could support their claims. There's multiple paths to get there. So we don't know. Right. We have no inside knowledge. And by the way, you know what? If Dial, you know, when we do these little spotlights on products, if Dial or whoever's making the products we're talking about would like to get in touch with us with additional information and share some background that they might not normally want to put on the package or whatever on their website, we'd be glad to share that with our audience. But
sure.
In the absence of that, we just go by what we can find out by reading the package and reading their website. So anyway, the most direct way to satisfy this claim would be to put lotion ingredients into the body wash.
It's right.
That's pretty much that simple, right? So the key ingredients in most lotions are the fatty alcohols, and those are things like cetyl alcohol and stearyl alcohol. And they make your skin feel smooth. So that's one type of ingredient. The second type are occlusive agents, and these are things like mineral oil or petrolatum or silicones. You know, these are the things that coat the skin to actually seal in moisture. And then thirdly, there are other moisturizing agents like glycerin or hyaluronic acid or sorbitol. These are things like humectants that can actually attract moisture to your skin. So, okay, we know what's in a lotion. Let's look at the ingredient list on this product and see if there's anything that looks like a lotion ingredient. So we'll put that full list in the show notes. But when you do that comparison, I don't see any fatty alcohols or any occlusive agents. So the primary lotion ingredients aren't present in the formula. So it's like, now I do see glycerin and sodium PCA, and both and both of those fall into that third category of humectant type moisturizers. So personally, I think it's a bit of a stretch to say the body wash is lotion infused because it's missing some of the major components, but you know, it certainly does contain the kind of moisturizing ingredients used in lotions. So
And really there's no legal definition of what a lotion is, and so they can kind of, you know, they don't have, there's nothing that says you have to include all of those different parts of a lotion.
Yeah, it doesn't say it contains every lotion ingredient, but but what, you know, what's a reasonable takeaway from consumers, right? I'm assuming this body wash is going to act like a lotion when I read it's lotion infused, so.
Right. Now, I didn't get to see the product, but is it an opaque product or
is
it clear?
It's got a little bit of translucency to it. It's not really rich and creamy, but it's not crystal clear either.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, when we're doing this analysis, it's important to look at the exact wording in the claim. You know, you mentioned that they talk about having a, quote, moisturizing vitamin complex. Now, let you in on a little secret. When companies talk about a complex, that often means that they've mixed a couple of ingredients together so they can talk about the ingredient that sounds sexy, like, you know, the vitamins in this case,
right,
but actually provide functionality with other ingredients. So I'm guessing what they did is that they've made a moisturizing vitamin complex by mixing, let's say, the glycerin, the sodium PCA, the tocopherol acetate, which is vitamin E,
right,
panthenol, which is also in the product, that's provitamin B5. You know, they've mixed all those things together and they call that their moisturizing vitamin complex. Then they put some of that in the formula and they can talk about that complex doing things when in reality, it's not necessarily the vitamins doing anything. It may be the other things in the formula, in the complex.
Exactly. And this is a pretty common trick or technique that beauty products will do.
Extremely common. Now, to be honest, I think this is kind of a moot point in this case because the ingredients we've just talked about are really only effective moisturizers when they're left on your skin. I mean, that's why they're applied from a lotion. You know, body wash, you know, is only on your skin for, you know, a few seconds and then it's rinsed away, which means, you know, most of these ingredients will do virtually nothing. Now, just to back up on that, does that mean that Dial is lying when they say this body wash, you know, has a moisturizing complex that actually helps draw moisture directly to your skin? No, not at all, because it's true that the complex itself, if you tested just the vitamin complex and left that on your skin, yes, it'll actually draw moisture. And look at how that claim is worded. It has a moisturizing complex that does something. So what they've done is they've made a claim about the ingredient itself. That's not a claim about the entire finished product. So that's another little sneaky trick that cosmetic companies use all the time because it makes the product look more unique and more special. but it's not necessarily even saying the product actually does that.
Right. Your brain kind of fixates on that word vitamin and it ignores what it's really saying.
Yep.
Now, I think this approach of having a moisturizing vitamin complex is also how they support the claim about giving your skin a vitamin boost every time you shower. It sounds like they are claiming that the body wash increases the vitamin content of your skin. That's one reasonable takeaway, but boost can be interpreted different ways, right? The dictionary defines it as a source of help or encouragement leading to increase or improvement. So they have to establish that the body wash improves skin in pretty much any way, right?
Yeah.
And they can certainly do that by showing it makes skin cleaner or feel softer, right? And in fact, the product does contain mild surfactants that can do just that.
Yeah.
So they establish that the product can boost skin and that it contains vitamins. So they're, you know, taking a little creative liberty by saying it gives you a vitamin boost. But, you know, they can do that without having to prove that your skin actually has more vitamins in it.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of riding the coattails of vitamins themselves, right? People love vitamins. We found that you could increase, you know, this how well a concept scored on, you know, just about any hair care product by saying it had vitamins in it.
Right.
And, I mean, it does...
vitamin is like the magic word in market research.
Well, it
for
is. And, you know... So companies put very little vitamins in products like this to begin with. And, you know, as we already said, in this case, it's rinsed off. So it's even less likely to do anything. And, you know, sometimes the vitamins don't necessarily have any functionality anyway. But people think, you know, vitamins are good for you because they think of, you know, them coming from food and you ingest them. And they are good in that context. But that doesn't mean that putting some on your skin and rinsing it away from your skin or from your hair, that the vitamin's going to do anything at all. So don't get tripped up in this whole vitamin boost idea. All right.
I was always amused when our marketing people would come to us and they every time they wanted to launch a new SKU, they wanted a new vitamin, and eventually we're running out
of vitamins. Well, I think Dial...
Vitamin H and K and...
But Dial solved that problem by putting Amazing B in their product.
Oh, right. Just start making up their own.
So let's talk about that for a second. So how do you support something like, you know, Amazing in this product? I think the answer is you probably don't. I think Amazing falls into the category of what is known in the industry as puffery.
Right. Although I thought you get the Amazing Randy to sort of get his involvement in this.
So you're talking about the magician and famous skeptic, right? You're not talking about me.
Right. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yeah, like he'd sign up for something like this. So let me explain about this idea about puffery. Essentially, it means that a claim is so exaggerated that it is clearly not meant to be taken literally. So let me give you an example. So if I had a claim like, you know, moisturizes your skin better than any leading brand, that's a very specific, very concrete claim that would require specific data to prove that's true. But if I said this product is the best smelling body wash in the universe, I mean, that's so over the top. Nobody's going to really expect. No, they're going to say, did you test this in Alpha Centauri to see if it's really the best in the universe? And of course not. You know, it's ridiculous. Right. So you could say something like that and get away with that, you know, by just saying it's puffery. Now, you know, you can't just claim something is puffery and use that as your defense. I mean, that's not really going to get you very far. You can only get away with that if whoever is responsible for adjudicating the claim agrees with you. So you can't just stick the word, you know, amazing or incredible, you know, just stick that in some regular claim and then argue you don't have to do any testing. It just doesn't work that way. You know, a claim is a little bit like suing somebody. You know, you can sue somebody for anything you want. You may not win when you go to court. And it's the same way with claims. You can put forth whatever argument you choose to make, no matter how ridiculous it is, but chances are you're going to lose in a court of law if it comes to that. So you have to be careful. I mean, you know, some of the best claims I've ever seen sound impressive, but have a very simple explanation when you look at what's underneath them. So I think in this case, Amazing is just, they would say, that's just a puffery claim, and, you know, we think it's special or something. I think it's probably nothing more than that.
Lastly, what about this idea that the product offers healthy, soft skin and lets skin look as healthy as you feel? Making skin soft is certainly not an issue, as we've already said.
Yeah, there's a number of ingredients in there, like the mild surfactants. There's some things in there that could potentially refat skin a little bit. So I wouldn't be surprised if it, you know, did provide that benefit. Yeah.
Exactly. It's easy to make a body wash do that.
Yeah.
And the idea of making skin look healthy is very easy to support, and it's used all the time in the industry. Yeah. You will almost always see a healthy skin claim qualified by the word look, because if the claim is about appearance, then it's just a cosmetic claim. Now, if you say that your product actually makes the skin healthier, now there's a much greater burden of proof, and it may even become a drug claim at that point. So there's really nothing special in regards to these types of claims.
Yeah, and that's something, I mean, we're speaking through the lens of the laws here in the U.S. I think in Canada, and things may have changed, I'm not sure, but I know at one point you couldn't even say look healthy in Canada. That was, that was treated more strictly than in the U.S., and I'm not quite sure what the EU is doing. But certainly in the U.S., if you're saying, you know, it's an appearance claim and it's changing the look, then, you know, you can get away with a lot more that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got a sense now of, you know, exactly what Dial is saying about this product. You've got a sense of what they have to go through to really support what they're saying. So the last question is, you know, should these claims influence you to buy the product? I would say in this case, absolutely not. I mean, consider this idea about, you know, the claims surrounding moisturizing and nourishing skin. I mean, that's a weak claim, and I'm confident that the product delivers against that, but you know, there's no way you're going to rely on an inexpensive body wash like this to be the primary moisturizer for your skin. I mean, if you're coming into this thinking, hey, I don't have to use any lotion or any other product, and this is all I need, that's very naive, because you're not going to get that level of efficacy really from any regular body wash. So, right. So don't, you know, that is not a reason to buy this. You know, you're going to have to use a lotion or some kind of leave-in product to get that kind of moisturizing efficacy.
For sure.
All right. Then there's the vitamin-related claims. And, you know, as we just discussed, you know, vitamins are not that meaningful, you know, due to the amounts that are used and due to the fact that it's a rinsed-off product and the fact that vitamins don't do as much on skin as people say in the first place. So, you know, so those are not reasons to buy the product.
So you're sounding kind of down on this product, but on the other hand, you know, what would convince a person to buy this product? Well, in our view, there are really four things. First, does the color and fragrance appeal to you? You know, you like how it smells? Yeah. You like what it looks like? You know, if you like the idea of kiwis or some cute graphic on the front, or it makes you feel good that this product is in your home, that's a good reason.
Yeah, I'm not, again, my intent here is not to bash the product. I'm just saying, are the things they say make it stand out? And my answer to that is no. But that's not to say it's not a perfectly fine product.
Right. The detergent system is also important. And this appears to be a reasonably mild product based on, you know, reading the ingredient list. Mm-hmm. And so if your skin is particularly sensitive to you know, harsher surfactants, this is probably
like
a good reason to get this.
Yeah.
And then finally, there is the cost, right? This is a very reasonably priced body wash. Depending on where you shop, you can get this for as little as, 37 cents an ounce?
Yeah, that's cheap.
That's pretty cheap. You just shouldn't be expecting this product to do anything really extraordinary for your skin. If you were just looking for something that smells nice, get your skin clean, and leaving it feeling soft, then you'll probably be satisfied with this, regardless of how amazing it sounds, right?
All right, very good.
And actually, if you're in the shower and you need to wash your clothes at the same time, this product would work well for that too.
I don't even understand what would lead you to say that.
Well, that's what I do.
No, like, you do not. You shower with your clothes on so you can...
No. All right. So here's a problem. I run all the time, right?
Sure.
So I get these clothes. And what do you do with wet clothes? You can't throw them in the hamper because they just marinate in their own sweat, right?
Okay, fair enough.
So I've never had a good solution to this until I struck upon this idea that I take a shower right after I run anyway. So okay. I'll just bring my clothes in with me. And while I'm washing myself, I wash my clothes.
Now,
is that weird?
I can't decide which is more disturbing. So let me just, because there are two scenarios in my head and I just have to get them out. So I hope the listening audience excuses me. But scenario number one is you just walking into the shower fully clothed after a run and lathering everything up at once. That's not good. But I think even worse than that is you stripped naked doing your laundry in the shower. So I'm afraid to ask for the answer, but which way do you do it?
Well, I've tried both methods. And
of course you have.
And the second method, the latter method, is the more efficient way to do it. The first one, you use way too much body wash detergent.
Wow. So not only have you actually done a side-by-side comparison of those two methods, but you determined which is more efficient in terms of surfactant usage. Good Lord.
Always the scientist, my man.
All right. Well, Perry, I cannot top that. So on that note, maybe we could just finish up the show, but maybe mention our little Audible thing.
You got
any news there?
Yeah. Well, you know, the Beauty Brains have teamed up with Audible.com to offer a special deal to our listeners. So right now you can download a free audiobook and support our show by going to audibletrial.com/beautybrains. You can get a copy of our audiobook, The Beauty Aisle Insider, for free. That could be one of your free ones, or any other book you choose could be your free ones. This is really our Beauty Brains book that has been recorded in the audio form. And it sounds much nicer when a woman reads their stuff than our own. So anyway, you'll get a free audiobook with a 30-day trial, which you can cancel at any time, and you still get to keep that free audiobook. So go to audibletrial.com/beautybrains today.
Well, thank you, Perry. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you in particular, Perry, for taking, you know, that I think probably the most horrific shower scene in everybody's mind is in that Alfred Hitchcock movie Psycho. I think you've just supplanted that with your little discussion. We now have a worse shower scene in our minds, so thank you for that.
Well, I'm always innovating, and that's my solution to smelly clothes.
All right, there you go. All right, well, thanks for that, Perry, and thanks to our listeners. And until next week, everybody, remember, be brainy about your beauty.
The soap that gets you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial. The soap with hexachlorophene is Dial, Dial, Dial.